makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, August 8th, just one day until the Texans play their first preseason game. There was a lot of activity in Reliant Stadium. The Texans signed a left tackle and released a running back. We'll hear from Coach Gary Kubiak about that. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72.
Left tackle Ephraim Salaam underwent knee surgery yesterday and will miss nearly 3 to 4 weeks.
I need to fill you in on Ephraim, what's going on with Ephraim. Ephraim has a knee that has bothered him in the past, and actually he's had some problems with the other one in the last week at camp. And, we're just practicing him once a day on grass, and he was doing fine. He woke up yesterday morning, he could feel something up under his kneecap, and he had a problem. We went right away and fixed it at lunch yesterday. It was a cartilage problem. We feel good about what was done, but he is a 3 to 4 week scenario right now, so it's scary for us from a standpoint at the tackle position, but that's where we're at, and we expect him back for the start of the season, so very encouraged about that. And then we released Mike Bell and signed Tucker today, okay? So those are the things that have happened, the most significant thing being losing Ephraim yesterday morning.
Ephraim's best friend, guard Chester Pitts, said he thinks Ephraim will be back in no time.
He's got his knee scoped. The guy's 430 years old. It's nothing to him. I mean, it's another day at the office. He'll be back in 3 weeks, ready to go. He actually in Denver one time got his knee scoped the day after a game and played that next game. So he's not a big sweller. He heals really fast, so he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go when season starts.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Saturday with the latest Texans game day news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.